From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Before we begin today, we have an important question for all our listeners out there. Will you take 5 minutes out of your day to support OPR by calling up your old and senile grandfather, telling him you think cereal is technically soup, and recording his reaction? This isn't for a story or anything. We just need a good chuckle over here. We want to hear the abject confusion in his voice, the audible furrowing of his brow while he tries to wrap his feeble mind around such an absurd statement. So send us a video of your old pop-pop slack-jawed bewilderment at opr@theonion.com, and we might just laugh hysterically at your grandfather's expense live on air. It would mean the world to us and to him, assuming he knows what's going on. We'll be back with today's top story right after this. Backlash against unrealistic beauty standards in the past few years has pushed many brands to move toward more inclusive advertising. But has the backlash against the backlash begun? The American people held a press conference this morning to inform body-positive advertisers that they're ready to go back to staring at unattainably attractive people. OPR's Rebecca Neal joins us now with more. Rebecca, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So explain for us, what exactly are the American people trying to say?
While the nation appreciates the strides brands have made toward inclusivity over the years, they've kind of got it, okay? Spokesperson Deanna Hopkins explained how millions of Americans are fed up with seeing models of diverse shapes, sizes, and appearances on our billboards and screens.
Look, it was a nice gesture. We got your message loud and clear. Imperfect is perfect, we're all beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Now what we really want to see are some grade A certified hotties. Studs. Fine ass mamacitas. Cartoon foxes. Just foxes.
Wow, they're sure riled up.
And Hopkins clarified that the remarks weren't just aimed at fashion and beauty advertisers. The American people are demanding that supermodels with banging bodies appear in ads selling them life insurance, pickup trucks, and snack crackers as well.
Now, Rebecca, I was always under the impression that the nation enjoyed seeing themselves represented.
Honestly, Leslie, not really. What most Americans have now realized is that looking at people who look like them is just plain sad. The only body types the nation really wants to see are super skinny or absolutely jacked.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to look at stretch marks or crooked teeth or brown hair. It turns out body positivity was really more of a trend.
Ah, I see. Like pet rocks or donating to charity.
Exactly.
And how are advertisers responding to this announcement?
Many companies have already sunk millions of dollars into body positivity-inspired campaigns, so now they're scrambling to show the nation the hunks and knockouts they want to see. Some brands are simply scrapping their campaigns and starting over, while others like Dove are attempting to tweak ads they've already created by changing "You're Beautiful" to "She's Beautiful" and drawing an arrow to Gigi Hadid.
Smart strategy, but how does the nation plan to contend with the few Americans who don't agree with their perspective?
It doesn't seem like that will be a concern. In fact, these demands seem to be nearly unanimous. A recent poll showed 97% of Americans would be fine at never seeing a model with a gap-toothed smile or weird-looking skin condition again.
And what about the remaining 3%?
Well, they say they're fine with a few flaws as long as they make the models even more freakishly attractive.
No argument there. Well, as one of the conventionally beautiful, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of me around. Thanks, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. Back in a moment.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Close your eyes and picture this. You're listening to a podcast, and suddenly some soft, smooth, rights-free music begins to interrupt the charming and charismatic host, who is just about to start telling you all about the day's biggest news. Hey. Hello? Hey, wake up, buddy. You nodded off there for a few hours. Yeah. Luckily, you came to before all this news became irrelevant. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. Los Angeles officials have announced a new initiative today to help the city's restaurants and restaurant patrons as they've designated a number of new open-air dining areas along the 101 freeway median. Sounds like a great way to get out of the house and enjoy some food amongst the smog. And an interesting new study out today has found that more chickens are choosing to delay releasing their eggs in order to focus on their careers, which unfortunately happens to be releasing eggs, so it'll be interesting to see how they navigate that. And finally, an encouraging new study today has found that opioid addiction is actually much less dangerous when done in moderation. Like I've always said, a little self-control goes a long way. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you have a question about the news or the show, you can submit it on social media using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. If we know the answer, or at least can make one up really fast that sounds believable, your question could be answered live on air. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with a professional chef who's going to demonstrate the best and easiest way to beat your kids with nothing but a wooden spoon. Ooh, that sounds good. I may have to try that tonight. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.